With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Protesting supporters of President Trump have breached the U.S. Capitol, with televised footage showing groups walking through the visitor's center. Reports are that some have reached the rotunda, with additional reports of tear gas being deployed within the U.S. Capitol building. This past hour on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell calls for a perspective on what Congress's duties are in certifying the Electoral College's vote tally.
The Constitution gives us here in Congress a limited role. We cannot simply declare ourselves a national board of elections on steroids.
There is confusion in the House chamber as the Capitol doors have been locked and the debate over the electoral count was suspended. A representative of the Capitol Police told lawmakers to remain calm and that more information would be available soon. The skirmishes came just shortly after the president addressed thousands of his supporters, riling up the crowd with his claims of election fraud. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence says he doesn't have the power to overturn Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Before presiding over a joint session of Congress to count the electoral votes, the vice president issued a statement explaining that he believes the Constitution constrains him from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not. Over the past few days, including at a Wednesday midday rally, President Trump urged the vice president to reject electors from some of the battleground states that voted for Joe Biden. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Vice President Joe Biden has selected Merrick Garland, a federal appeals court judge, as his attorney general. The official announcement comes on Thursday. The Dow up 423 points. Now the Nasdaq is down 36. This is SRN News.
For your Wednesday afternoon, sunny, breezy, and cool with a high only about 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 45. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers developing in the afternoon, high 68. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with showers more likely then, low 50. And Friday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high 61.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Ignition sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hello and welcome to SWAT Radio with Doug McCary of His Light Ministries. So happy you are listening today. I am Taylor Johnson, and if you would like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT. Or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That's ask@swatradio.com. And if you are listening to the podcast because you missed us live, you can also send us your questions on Facebook and Twitter. At SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That is at SWAT Radio Talk. And we will be sure to answer those questions and comments on the next time that we are live in the studio. So today is a big day, a lot going on right now currently. So there's a lot to talk about. We take the first segment of the day to talk about the news of the day. And so, Doug, what do you know?
There's a lot. Well, apparently there are thousands and thousands of people that descended on the Capitol today, and they just told lawmakers to wear gas masks because they've been evacuating people.
Yeah, because the cops are going to use tear gas. Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, the protesters, that there were protesters, but I don't, you know, most of the people that I saw weren't doing anything. They were just standing or moving towards something. I didn't see any fights or anything on the news before I left to come here this morning or this afternoon.
Yeah, but the police roughing people up, pushing them back, trying to keep them out of the Capitol building, and then people obviously pushing back in response to that.
Yeah, I don't know how. I was feeling, just to be really candid, I was like, How in the world does Georgia vote for two of the most liberal, progressive senators, really, in the history of the Senate, in the modern era?
Well, you
and
know,
put them in there. And yeah, I get that it's stolen, or people say that it's stolen, or people, you know, they cheated. And even, but even so, you know, I sit there and I watch it, and it's just mind blowing to me. I mean, like, you got one guy who says he's a pastor and he has functioned as a pastor, but he's pro gay rights, he's pro abortion, and he's pro transgender. I mean, all those things, just those three issues alone, are so anti God's design that could you ever imagine? Would you love the people? Yes. But would you affirm their sin? No. No biblical teacher, preacher should ever affirm those things and say, well, you do it. You go do it. No. Jesus said, go and sin no more. You'd never affirm the sin.
Yeah.
So just if there's that kind of hypocrisy, how could a believer vote for that person? I it's beyond me. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I think, I think that the biggest thing was that 76% of people who called themselves deeply conservative voters in Georgia said there was no point in voting because, well, they didn't actually get to the reason. They had various reasons. But if you got, you know, the same setup and conditions that you had in November, you should expect that. And then with the Republican establishment deciding not to do anything to try to change that, and then voting to give money to Pakistani gender studies but not give money to the American people, you can see why that's not probably a winning strategy. And then you have one of the candidates saying that he thinks that maybe he'd be able to cut more deals with Biden than he would be if Trump was in office. I mean, that's not going to energize your base at all.
No, and we have to be careful as believers, because you know, the truth is that we're dealing with blind people.
Mm-hmm.
People who do not know God are blinded by the enemy of the world. I mean, the enemy of God, and he's the prince of peace. I mean, prince of the powers of darkness. Yeah. He's the prince of the powers of darkness. And he has blinded people to truth. They're intoxicated with their power. They're intoxicated with their own importance.
Mm-hmm.
And as believers, you know, and I've shared this when I've taught on evangelism, if somebody blind comes in and trips over you, it may bother you, but you're not going to yell at the person. Yeah. You're going to be kind because you know they're blind. Well, we forget that sometimes. We get so caught up in the heat of political debate or social debate, whatever. And, you know, I teach from Colossians 4 when I teach about evangelism, and he says there, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so you know how to respond to each person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough thing for us as believers. I mean, like, especially when we feel like we've been shorted or taken advantage of or something's not right. Listen, no believer ever has to apologize for being upset at theft or fraud or things that are wrong. There you can be upset about those things, but we're not the Avengers. God is.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is the Avenger, as he says through Paul in 1 Thessalonians, when he says, you know, God is an Avenger, and he knows everything. And if things stand, if President-elect Biden, as he refers to himself now, former Vice President Biden, and Kamala Harris get in office, and if the Senate is Democrat, and if the House is Democrat the way it is, with the ideologies that are professed by these, this is not me making speculation. This is going off what they've put out in their own press releases before and things they've said. Then our country is headed into a dark place for believers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a bright place. we will shine. We're going to have to be a light in the midst of the darkness. But there's nothing God glorifying about homosexuality. There's nothing God glorifying about transgenderism. There's nothing God glorifying about abortion. These are three big items on that ticket, and their perspective. And so as believers, you never have to apologize for speaking the truth and trusting God as you do so. But we do it in love. We do it affirming the love for people without affirming the sin that these people commit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It's a hard line to walk, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because you get so frustrated when you see, you know, things that you go, how can you do that and call yourself a believer?
Yeah.
You know?
And that is, I think, probably where it's the hardest, though, is the people who call themselves a believer. And so you feel like there should be some sort of, you know, understanding between us as believers, but then to see something that is, you know, not biblical, it's more difficult than somebody who is, you know, not of the faith at all to respond in like, you know, in kindness and love to those people and to say, you know, hey, that's not right in a way that would be heard instead of just being like, you're wrong, you know, and like.
Well, Eric Metaxas is on before our program, his program, and he was reading a letter or having a letter read that he got recently, just in the last few days, where a person claimed to be a believer that said he's going to hell, basically, because he's colluding with an idol of Satan, talking about Donald Trump.
Wow.
With some of the things he's saying. And, you know, I thought... for those who live on another planet and may not know what's going on, Senator Cruz, along with a congressman today, objected to the certification of the Arizona electoral votes being cast for Joe Biden. So it went to the House and to the Senate. They split. A lot of people are upset with Vice President Pence because they want him to not certify. He came out with a statement saying that he does not have unilateral authority to reject them. He could. I mean, he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
In his view, he doesn't believe he could, but he could do it. It would be a constitutional crisis, which would take the matter to the Supreme Court if he did that, because I'm sure people would object and it would go there.
But he could also, I think, send them back to the states to recertify, right? Extend the deadline?
He could. I believe he could, but he doesn't believe he can.
Well, I think
at least that's the statement he made.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm from Indiana, so my views on Mike Pence, you know, a lot of people feel like he betrayed the conservative and the evangelical people of the state by what he did in 2015. So he's not somebody that I would ever have considered to not fold or to stand strong under pressure, because he seems like he's proven he would fold regardless. But, you know, if he really feels like that's not in his power, then okay. But I don't know. I don't necessarily have much charity for him because of what happened in 2015.
Well, The way everything has transpired in the last 2 months, I believe our democratic election process is going to be harmed for a long time, maybe never to recover.
Well, I don't think it will. And we got coming up to a break, but we'll leave off there for now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more after the break. We'd like to give a shout out to our listeners listening in Virginia at the Lighthouse, as well as in Meridian, Mississippi, listening on WMER, and those of you listening here locally in Jacksonville, in St. Augustine, and in Folkestone, Georgia. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls. Highway to Eternity Ministries is a ministry dedicated to encouraging those who have lost hope and coming alongside those who cannot find peace and are considered unfit for inclusion in Christ's church. They use published works to teach God's word and share encouraging testimonies of transformed lives. Highway to Eternity Ministries serves as a parachurch ministry that comes alongside churches to share its passion and commitment through spiritual writings, nuances, and experiences to everyone who has an interest in the teachings of Jesus Christ. For more information, contact Jeff Andrews at 904-436-5175.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh, right now, I just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now?
That was Even If by Mercy Me. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. And if you are just joining us, right before the break, we were talking about what's going on today, specifically in the country. A lot is going on. There's a few different things to talk about. And just before the break, Doug, you made a comment about how our republic, our way of voting might be damaged irreparably, and you know, if ever to return. And you know, I agree with you on that. And before the election, I sent out something to my my family, kind of just talking about what would it would mean if Biden wins and they have control of the House and the Senate. And I would say, you know, I had read something and that talked about looking for them to want to expand the Supreme Court, to abolish the Electoral College, and to give statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, as well as get rid of the filibuster. And last night, right after the stuff in Georgia came out, that's exactly what Democrats were tweeting in favor of. And if that happens, that would, in effect, end our republic and move us towards a democracy, a pure democracy, which is, you know...
Well, you know, a lot of people are wondering, well, what do we do? I think even, you know, I was talking to my wife and the genesis of that question has nothing to do with political ideology mm-hmm. as much as it has to do with biblical yep. ideology. Because I can tell you, based upon the Democratic progressive platform that was espoused in 2016 and even earlier than that, but specifically in 16 and 2020 is one that is anti-biblical mm-hmm. and really disparages Christians. They don't espouse to Christian values in the platform. And that's why we had Wayne Grudem on. He talked very clearly about that. And if you miss that, you can go back and listen to a past program. But the question is, what do we do as believers? What do we as Christians do when all of a sudden, because of God's sovereignty, when you exercise all the things that you can do to try to make things right and seek the best for your country, and it ends up being basically out of your control to control, and you're thrust into a place that you don't recognize. It's a new place. It's a place where wrong is called right, and not even called right, it's legislated, whether it's abortion or homosexuality mm-hmm. or transgender. This stuff is not just called right and celebrated, it's codified.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge. It's a huge thing. So what do you do when you're, why do we get here? You know, people like, why? Well, it's the same reason Israel got taken to Babylon. Listen to what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then verse 64, then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other. You will serve other gods, which neither you nor your father have known, wood and stone. I mean, think about what he's telling his people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you want to live like a pagan, you're going to be a pagan. I'm going to put you out in their cultures.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in his farewell address, Joshua knew it was coming. And he said, listen, it will come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord God promised, so the Lord will bring upon you harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land which he's given you. When you've transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, the anger of the Lord will burn against you. You will perish quickly from the good land which he's given you. In other words, he's going to take it away. Because you've not recognized the blessing that you had.
Mm-hmm.
You've squandered it. They ignored the Sabbaths, which was a day of rest God told them to observe. 70 years they ignored it. So you know how long they were in captivity? 70 years.
Yeah.
He says, fine, you'll do that. And so they exiled. And you go, well, that was them. You know, we live under grace. We're in a new covenant today. Really? Well, we're not different from them. We're rebellious.
Mm-hmm.
We choose to do our own way. I mean, you stop and you think back to Adam and Eve. They lived in sin.
Yeah.
But before they lived in sin like us, they were perfect. They didn't have to. I mean, they had a perfect relationship with God and they chose to disobey. And they were exiled out of paradise. Why? Because they chose to sin.
Yeah.
They chose to disobey God. And now we are codifying things that are abominations to God, things that are against his word, things that are against his design. And whether it's Babylon for the Israelites or China for us,
mm-hmm.
and I firmly believe China's heavily involved in everything that's going on, the covenant people of God may live as exiles here in a culture that rejects God.
Yeah.
And we some of us were fortunate enough to grow up in a culture that honored God or at least acknowledged God and his values. I mean, even if back in the 50s and 60s, even if you didn't believe in God, you at least honored his values
because
mm-hmm. our country was founded on those values. But regardless of where we live, if you profess the name of Jesus, we're exiles. We were always exiles. But we're becoming more aware of it in the future. We're going to become more mm-hmm. aware of it. So how did the Bible tell them to live? So what did God say? Because, you know, they didn't want to go there. They didn't want to go to Babylon. They didn't want to live. In fact, I think it was, let me think if it was Habakkuk or Hosea. I think it was Habakkuk that was crying out, God, why are you using these pagan people to discipline us? You're using people that are more awful than we are. They're more immoral than we have been.
Mm.
And here's what God says through Jeremiah. He tells people how to live when you're in exile. Build houses and live in them. He says, plant gardens, eat the fruit, take wives, have children, take wives for your sons, give your daughters to husbands so they may bear sons, that you may increase and not diminish. Seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away. Think about that for a second. Seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive and pray to the Lord for it in its peace, you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, don't let your prophets and diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them. Mm. Now, I want you to think about what he's telling. There were prophets. Oh, Babylon's not going to come in here.
Right. Yeah.
Zedekiah, don't worry. You're good. God is going to protect you.
Yeah.
And you have Jeremiah speaking the truth. And how was he treated?
He was beaten.
Beaten, thrown in a pit.
Yeah.
And I mean, so here's the thing. Pray for the peace of your city, your community. Pray for the peace of our country. And live with hope in the one true living God, recognizing that this is not our home. America is not your home. It's where God has you on mission right now.
Yeah.
And because we've squandered our resources, both our time, our money, yeah, as a church, mm-hmm, as the bride of Christ, we're about to go into some desert time, I believe.
Yeah.
But God always uses the desert to train his people.
Mm-hmm.
He takes them out in the desert to train them and discipline them. And, you know, they were told to marry. They were told to have a home. They were told to keep going on as a people. Don't diminish. Don't get so distracted on what you don't have that you forget what you do have. And I think that's our tendency. You know, we forget, yeah, that we are children of the King. Our king isn't Trump. It's not going to be Biden. And we don't. Our only king is Jesus.
Yep.
And we live here. And basically, God just told him, go on, do what I made you to do. Procreate and live in community.
Mm-hmm.
And let the voice of God be given through you to the people around you. Let them see people that when the world around them crumbles, why do they have hope? When the world around them is crumbling, why are they loving and caring for people, even though, you know, why do they show mercy to people that show no mercy? Why do they show grace to people that show no grace? It's because they're my people.
Yeah.
And that's a hard road to walk, and you can't do it in your own power. It's impossible. You got to do it with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you thought about that perspective. Hmm. Not a lot of that perspective being espoused right now. Because it's not fun, and
yeah,
and it's not, we don't like that. We want to have our advocates, mm, in office. We want,
right,
people that are going to take care of us, and I get that. But when everything falls apart, and remember what happened in Babylon. What eventually happened after God, as his allotted time was up, when God told him that there were 70 Sabbaths that they neglected to have, and they spent 70 years, 1 year for each Sabbath they neglected in captivity. But at the end of that, what did God do with them? What did he say? He sent through the leader of Babylon, Cyrus, then Darius, and then Artaxerxes, go build the wall,
yeah,
go build your temple again, and sacrifice. And then you had people that rose up and tried to keep them from doing that. And they wrote, and they asked God to intervene. And what did he do? The king ends up going, oh, okay, send them. Hey, give them all they need, all the money they need. Give them. I mean, it was unbelievable. If you read that, for you people that don't read very much of the Old Testament, go back and read Ezra, Nehemiah. Read about how God took them out of the captivity and said, okay, go back.
Yeah.
Go back. So.
All right. We are up against the break, so we will be back with more after the news. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. At SWAT Radio Talk is the handle. That is at SWAT Radio Talk. We would like to give a special thanks to our sponsors, Ace Door and Window, as well as a special thanks to our sponsors, Tom Neal Trucking, and a special thanks to Jeff Andrews of Highway to Eternity Ministries. If you would like to sponsor the program, please email us at Doug@SWATradio.com. That is Doug@SWATradio.com. You're listening to SWAT Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Protesting supporters of President Trump have breached the U.S. Capitol. Reportedly, there was an armed standoff at the door of the House chamber. The president calling on his supporters to act peacefully as they protest the congressional special session to tally the Electoral College votes. Vice President Pence says he doesn't have the power to overturn Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Before presiding over the joint session of Congress to count the votes, the vice president issued a statement explaining that he believes the Constitution constrains him from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the government will begin allowing more drugstores to start giving coronavirus shots. That will speed up the vaccination process. This is SRN News.
When was the last?
No active accidents, but there is a broken down vehicle in St. Johns County on I-95 northbound, just beyond State Road 206. Also, there's emergency road construction on I-95 southbound at the ramp to Butler Boulevard, blocking the off-ramp left lane. And there's bridge maintenance on the East Beltway 295 northbound at the south end of the Dames Point Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 45. Thursday, partly sunny, high 68.
We hear a lot about the cultural decline today. Much is said about the need to embrace the alternative lifestyle. These are just a few of the relevant subjects that will be discussed on Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church. Let's Face the Issues can be heard daily at 11:30 a.m. You may also call in and ask your questions. Dr. Youngblood will respond to biblical, theological, as well as other political or cultural issues.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world.
Welcome back to SWAT Radio. That is Casting Crowns with Nobody. Just before we came back on, there was breaking news. Disrupted my whole train of thought.
I know. And I want to get back to talking about Babylon and our response. But I did want to let people know that nobody is advocating violence up there. There was a peaceful protest that was called for, but shots were fired. And in the U.S. Capitol building, a shooting victim was transported from the U.S. Capitol. The initial reports were, it hadn't been verified, but the initial reports, there was a woman that was shot in the Capitol building by Capitol Police.
Wow.
No further details right now. Chad Pergram, who is usually a news contributor out there, the most significant breach of an American institution since the British burned the Capitol after the Battle of Bladensburg, August of 1814. President Trump just tweeted out, he's calling for peaceful protests, saying, hey, everyone at the Capitol remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we're the party of law and order. Respect the law and the great men and women in blue. House Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News that he heard from police that shots were fired. Senator Marco Rubio said there's nothing patriotic about what is happening, about breaching the Capitol. It's a sad day. But again, this could have been avoided had a month ago, the legislature said, let's look at these mm-hmm. allegations, do it, because you got 70 million people believe that there was election fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a significant number of people. And I don't want to get too sidetracked, but it's a lot of people feel disenfranchised
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of tired with all this. Here's the problem that's what's happened. It's like the boy who cried wolf. He cries wolf. And then when a real wolf comes, well, over the last few years, there's been so much junk because of Russiagate that was mm-hmm. proven to be a hoax, because of the dossier, the Steele dossier that was a hoax, all these things, because people hated President Trump. And now when people have legitimate concerns because of all these other things, nobody wants to deal with it. And people are just kind of done. And it's not justification, I'm just saying, but it's understandable why it happens. No justification mm-hmm. for it, but it's understandable.
Yeah, I think that the seeds of what we're seeing as far as this was planted a long time ago. There's been, I've said for a few years that America is dead, and by that I mean the spirit of 1776. And so I think there's people who are frustrated mm-hmm. and are just realizing just how dire the straits are, and so they're trying to do something, but the time to do something was 50 or 60 years ago. And I think what we're going to see is just a further degradation of what it means and what it meant to be an American. Much the way that the Roman Republic became the Roman Empire, you could still during the days of the empire say, oh, look, well, we still got the Senate, we still got this, we still got that, but it was clearly not the same structure.
I think if you look at what transpired in the last couple of years out in the Northwest, where there was democratically controlled governors and mayors, the anarchy that took place
mm-hmm.
is what you're going to see mm-hmm. as a country.
Yep.
Unless for some miraculous reason God is merciful in 2 years and allows there to be some balance with the House and Senate, with the midterms, and he may not, but I want to go back to the Babylon thing here for a second, because one of the instructions God gave to his people was to ignore false prophets. And because he said even your own ideas about freedom, what you think freedom looks like, for there were prophets that said this was only a short exile. And Jeremiah over in 14:14 said, the Lord said, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I've not sent them, commanded them, or spoken them. And I'll just be real candid. People say, you never criticize Trump. It's not true. I've said things about things he's done before, and I don't mind pointing out truth. One of the disappointments about President Trump to me is the spiritual leaders that he surrounded mm-hmm. himself with are not what I would consider very biblically based spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not worshiping another God. I guess you could say they are. I mean, it's their God of their own making. But Paula White is, I have no spiritual respect for her
yeah.
as a teacher, leader. She's a false teacher. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have surrounded him are these kind of prophets that tell him things he wants to hear instead of the truth. And that's sad to me. I don't think Billy Graham was one of those guys. Yeah. I think Billy Graham spoke the truth to people.
Mm-hmm.
He might not have been as forceful as like a John MacArthur, but I think he did speak the truth, and he honestly, genuinely cared about their souls. You know, so I think to surround yourself with those kind of people, you end up getting bad information. I think he would have been a lot more credible had he had good spiritual leaders around him, like some of the people in the past. Because when people prophesy lies in the name of God, there's a lot of people that want to believe those lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they buy into him. But, you know, you got to go to 2 Timothy, what Paul says. He says, the time's going to come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers and will turn their ears away from truth and be turned aside to fables. And I'm going to tell you, Taylor, I think that's a picture of the church today.
Yeah.
I mean, have we not turned aside from God's word today in a lot of places?
Yep.
People speaking about marriage, listen, you want a good marriage? You know Jesus. You know, I'm not saying you can't give some practical application, but when you spend your whole message just talking about husbands and wives, if you focus on Jesus and you focus on God's word, you're going to be a better husband if you love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love God, you're going to be a better wife. We've gotten away from teaching his word, and we've become entertainers. We've become people that have to be funny or people that have to tell a story. And you have a lot of false teaching. And one of the greatest, to me, tragedies is that big church in Houston, Texas, that calls itself a church. And there are people there that go there, but I mean, there was an ad the other day on TV over Christmas from some little box that Joel Osteen put out about positive, inspirational things. And I'm just sitting there listening to it. It was horrendous. Mm. It was almost idolatry about how that box is going to make you better. That box and positive thoughts are going to make you better.
Mm.
And positive thoughts don't make you better. You know, it's the only thing that makes you better is Jesus and Jesus in you living by his power. And so I think the only standard that we have to live by is the word of God. And if we're not teaching that and people aren't promoting that, it's false and it's sinful to do that. So I don't know. You know, none of us, I'm imperfect as I share God's word. I know that I don't know everything about it. I wish I knew more, but I try faithfully to teach it. And I hope that I hold it up in a way that the Spirit leads me and that it glorifies Christ and glorifies God. But to blatantly say things that aren't true in the Bible, like the Bible's okay with abortion, like Raphael Warnock said, because it's silent on it, or to say that, you know, that you promote or you are for homosexual rights, for the rights of people. And that's a growing trend in the church because of people like him that are influencing young people and others to believe that garbage. To say that transgenderism is okay and it's not. So, anyway, kind of got off on a tangent. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right. We like those.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back with more after the break. If you have missed any of this program or would like to listen to past programs, you can visit us at www.swatradio.com. That's www.swatradio.com and search for the past programs, and you can listen there. You can also listen to our podcast by searching SWAT Radio, and you can download our SWAT app in the App Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. Right now, I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, I just can't. It's easy to say when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now?
Run it back. That's Mercy Me with Even If. Welcome back to SWAT Radio. If you are just joining us, we have been talking about the news of the day, but also been talking about what to do when you don't know what to do. That's been our theme for the week. And we've been talking about the Israelites in Babylon and how that can be applied to the church today. So if you have any questions or would like to join the discussion, please call us at 1-844-777-7928. That's 1-844-777-SWAT, or you can email us at ask@swatradio.com. That is ask@swatradio.com.
You know, one of the things that God told his people through Jeremiah is, you know, after 70 years, you'll return home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, after you do your time there, you're going to come back. And when you cry out to me, and you know, that's why it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. People take that verse so out of context. Mm-hmm. They don't understand where they were when that verse was given and what was going on. And he says in verse 12, then you will call on me, go and pray for me, and I'll listen. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when we go through hardship and maybe things aren't going our way and we're going through a really tough time. Most of the time, that's when we seek God. That's when we really look to him. And that would be their future. You know, he's saying, you know, seek me. That's what I really want more than anything. The problem is, you know, when you think about Christians in China, North Korea, Iraq, mm-hmm. the Middle East, India, and a lot of these places, you know, they live through things much worse than we're living through right now
mm-hmm.
every day. And they realized a long time ago that their hope is not in their country.
Yep.
It's not in the leadership of their country. And
And that's really the thing. You know, our country, you know, some historians talk about that and during the founding that the American people wanted to make a covenant with God, right? And our country has been so, you know, founded on Christian principles, and it's been so tied into the fabric that I think it was easy for the church to kind of throw in its lot with the country. But that's the reality of it, is that if the country goes one way, that doesn't mean that we do it. We stick with God, and that means like you see the Christians overseas, that means we could be opened up for suffering.
Yeah.
And I think we need to realize that that's not, you know,
antithetical to the gospel. That's actually part of what Jesus offers when he says, take up your cross and follow me, you know, and we need to be ready for that. And for a long time, you know, we've had God's favor, you know, and we haven't had to go through that. But like I said, 50 years almost of killing babies, you got to expect at some point that we have to go through that time in the wilderness before we get our hearts completely turned back towards God. And so I think that's what we need to be focused on, is making sure that we're sold out for following him.
Yeah, and I said, I don't want to lie, because I told people yesterday you were going to read from Isaiah 40, because I want people to hear the word of God proclaiming the power of God, who he is, and how great he is. And I want you to read 9 through 15. Actually, read 9 through 9 through 17. That'll be good today. 9 through 17.
All right. Go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has measured the spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like the fine dust.
Coastlands.
Wow. I knew that was something wrong with that.
Anyway, he takes them up like a scale. Like fine dust.
Oh,
Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beast enough for a burnt offering. In other words, there's not enough we can bring to God. And all the nations are nothing before him. They are counted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. I mean, think about that for a second, what that's saying. That our great God cares for us. He loves us. And, you know, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He's my shepherd.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I don't know if he's your shepherd, mm-hmm. but if he's not, it's not too late to cry out for him to be your shepherd. You know, this is not our home, like I was sharing earlier. In Revelation, John, the one who walked with Jesus, laid out what it's going to be like. Listen to this. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all the nations, tribes, people, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and they worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor, power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. One day we're going to be before him. But until that day, we're called to work and pray, marry, to have children, and be part of a community, pray for our leaders. And we're called to ignore false teachers. And you can't know if somebody's false if you don't know his word.
Right.
So you need to be in the Bible, reading, relying, and knowing it. We're called to look to the future with hope.
Yeah.
And on a day like today, I know a lot of believers can be struggling, going, what's going on? How do we fix this? But we are to be hope givers.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we've got to be reminded of is this is all temporary.
Yeah.
It's not forever. And no matter what happens, our citizenship is not here. It's in heaven. We are aliens here. And God one day will gather his people from all over the earth and throughout time, and we're going to have a big party and a gathering that makes what happened in Washington today or any gathering look pale in comparison, where we'll have a new heaven, a new earth, paradise will be restored. But until that day, we have to be salt and light. Let every word be gracious. When it's not, repent. Just say, God, I'm sorry. I lost it. I'm human. He knows we're human and frail, and he's interceding for us. But to him be the glory. And we've got to be hope givers to people. That's what he's called us to be.
Yeah. What do you think the best way, I know we don't have a ton of time, would be to, you know, as a church community, to be that hope giver, you know, because, you know, I think a little bit, you know, about like the Puritans, right, and the Pilgrims. They went into the New World to be a city on a hill and to be a light to other people. Do you think that Christians should band together and maybe start living in the same neighborhoods and, you know, trying to create pockets of, you know, what it looks like to be a community and be out in the city?
I think we should be missional.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be holy huddles.
Yeah, okay.
So I think we go out and we do meet and gather together as believers, but I think we're also out among the darkness, spreading the word, being a light. Will we be persecuted? Yes. Will we experience pain and tragedy? Yes. But that's what the church did, whether it was Paul or Peter or James or John. And remember, not long after Jesus died, James was beheaded. You know, not long after he was ascended, Peter was thrown in jail. Paul was thrown in jail. We have this illusion because we've been in a country that gave us religious freedom for so long that we'll never be persecuted. I mean, most people older than me have never experienced any kind of real persecution unless they were in another country.
Yeah.
In this country, they were experienced not for their faith, not because of their belief in God, maybe for other things. I'm not saying that people didn't have hard times, but not because they trusted in Jesus Christ. Hey, I wanted to let people know, it's a good question, though. Tomorrow, Kenny Luck from Everyman Ministries is going to be our guest. Kenny, if you remember, lives out in California. He had the Corona Chronicles. He's been doing ministry to men for a long time. He is he's a good friend and a good guy. And I'm anxious to have him kind of weigh in tomorrow just to share how God's leading him, because he's been kind of speaking in men's lives for a long time. And he's going to be our guest tomorrow. And are you going to be back on Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, good. So Friday we'll pick up on this. Probably more things will transpire between now and then, and we will certainly address it. But I just want people to go, as we go out, to remember Isaiah 40. Go read that text and remember the prayer of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:12. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
Yeah, and I think that's important now, obviously, more than ever, because as you see, things can change pretty quickly, and our focus needs to be on God and that's where our strength lies. So
yeah.
Anyway, make sure you tune in tomorrow and then Friday when I come back on, obviously.
Yeah.
You've been listening to SWAT Radio. If you missed any of this program or would like to listen to past programs, please visit us at www.swatradio.com. That's www.swatradio.com. Or you can listen to our podcast by searching SWAT Radio, and you can download our SWAT app in the App Store. Join us weekdays at 3 o'clock for more SWAT Radio. We will see you then. Thanks for tuning in.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.